You're listening to KERA News. There's just one open seat up for election in the Texas Senate this year, Senate District 8 in Collin County. The incumbent, Van Taylor, is stepping down to run for Congress. And as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, the battle to replace him involves some famous names in North Texas and a whole bunch of money.
On one side of this race, you've got Philip Huffines. Though for a lot of people in North Texas, the Huffines name might have less to do with politics than cars and trucks.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too.
Philip Huffines is one of those Huffines that owns a family of car dealerships across North Texas, although it's his brother Ray who actually runs the company. On the politics front, Philip Huffines is chairman of the Dallas County Republican Party, but yet another brother might actually be better known politically, Don Huffines, a state senator from Dallas. Don and Philip are twins, and they run a real estate company together, and Philip says their politics are pretty much identical.
I'm going to be just like him. I'm never going to be for sale, and I can tell you this, there's a little sibling, you know, brother rivalry there. We're going to compete to be the most conservative senator in the state of Texas.
On the other side of this race is another famous last name in Texas politics.
I'm Angela Paxton, a constitutional conservative running for the Texas Senate.
Campaign ads show Paxton at the shooting range and tout her more than two-decade career as a school teacher.
I oppose illegal immigration and support the ban on sanctuary cities. I'm a mother of four.
And her husband's kind of a big deal. Ken Paxton is the attorney general for the state of Texas. Before that job, he held the same Senate seat his wife is running for. University of Houston political scientist Brandon Roddinghouse says Ken Paxton played a key role turning Collin County from a moderate Republican stronghold to the Tea Party bastion that it is today.
He was the first to really articulate a clear conservative message, especially one that was religious in origin, to voters in Collin County. So he was really the vanguard of how Republican conservatives were able to solidify their support and their power in suburban Texas.
And all throughout that process, Angela was right there with him, building the Paxton name into a potent political brand, sometimes in entertaining ways, like performing an original song at her husband's fundraisers that celebrates his dedication to suing the federal government.
I'm a pistol packing mama, and my husband sues Obama. I'm a pistol packing mama, yes I am.
But the Paxton name is not without baggage. Ken Paxton is under indictment on criminal charges for securities fraud. He's maintained that those charges are a political witch hunt, and Brandon Roddinghouse says his supporters seem to believe him.
I don't think that at this point that the indictments of Ken Paxton have an effect on Angela Paxton. If anything, I think that they have turned that liability into a strength.
Angela Paxton declined an interview for this story, but one sign of that political strength, every member of the Collin County delegation to the Texas House and every county commissioner endorsed Paxton's bid for the Texas Senate. Of course, Philip Huffines isn't ceding any ground on the right.
We offer illegal aliens free health care, free schooling, and jobs with no E-Verify. Why wouldn't they come to Texas?
Huffines' latest campaign ad takes a hard line on immigration. He says he wants to build up the wall on the southern border and to try to get the feds to pay back Texas for the costs of educating undocumented immigrants.
Conservative from day one, Philip Huffines gets things done.
This battle of campaign ads is a sign that this has become the most expensive race for a seat in the Texas Senate this year, and it's not slowing down. Political scientist Brandon Roddinghouse.
Part of the reason this race is so costly is because they're fighting for the same voters. These campaigns are looking for very specific edges on a very micro level from these voters.
In the end, Roddinghouse says it might just come down to personal preferences. How much a person liked watching Ken Paxton sue the Obama administration, or whether buying that truck at a Huffines dealership was a good experience. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.